President's Press Conference,
August 30, 1951.
I've been fighting for home rule for 17 years. I hope they'll get it this time. No, there's no hurry in it. Those things have to be done very deliberately. I meant what I said when I said I'd pursue correspondence. Well, it's a reserve armory, not National Guard. It's dedication of a reserve armory. Yes, I am. Well, I expect so. Make a few remarks off the cuff. At home. I'll stay at home. I'll be back and forth in the city all the time, just like I always am. I want to take a look at that flooded area again, see how it looks after we start to clean it up. Walk.
How far is that walk going to take?
Oh, it won't be very long, 3-4 miles.
How far?
3-4 miles, man. Oh, I think I'll compromise with you and ride most of the way, but then there'll be some of it on foot, of course. On foot, of course.
President, I wonder if I could ask you your reaction to your point of view.
All I know, Tony, is what I've seen in the papers. I don't know anything about the facts. I understand the matter is pending in the courts, and I don't usually comment. Those things go up and down. Sometimes a lot of people are disappointed.
President, to get back to the business of the Russian, the verdict letter, iron story from Moscow, and quoting the Moscow press, is accusing the United States of starting World War III. Do you have any comment on that?
That's nothing new to them. It isn't true. It isn't true, of course. Not founded on fact at all.
Mr. President,
that new piece of junk
in the
No, I hadn't seen it.
Well, I'm not concerned. Without any qualification at all, I'm basically.
Well, any American citizen's entitled to his opinion, not expressing mine.
Well, Mr. President, would you say if Richard Daniels was an informed opinion?
He didn't consult me about it. His guess is as good as anybody.
Before, Mr. President, we ask
that thing came up with Jonathan when he came out from seeing you a few weeks ago. We asked him if he was acting on anything more than repertory instinct, and he said that was what the case was.
That's the same kind of case, exactly.
Mr. President, do you plan to take any steps to try and restore that heavy cut in the foreign aid appropriation?
I've done everything I possibly can on that, Smitty. Of course, I'm going to keep working at it. It looks rather hopeless now, however. It's a very serious situation. Yes, certainly we are. General Ridgway has expressed the opinion of the American government, and I'm behind him 100%. Yes.
Mr. President, have you looked into that coward case, the man who was dismissed by Department of Agriculture and heard some money about it?
I only know what I saw in the papers. I haven't talked to the Secretary of Agriculture about it. No, I haven't talked to anybody about it.
President, would you like to enlarge this time on the possible result of this cut to the foreign aid fund?
Well, I can make a remark or two that I think is apropos. Back in 1947, it was decided after Mr. Atchison stated the case at Harvard University that economic recovery is what Europe needed in order to stave off the Red aggression. A plan was worked out, presented to the Congress, and they were informed that we hoped over a four-year period European recovery could be accomplished for less than $17 billion. The last request brought the total up to about $14.5 billion, $2.5 less than the original estimate, with success in sight. Now, it's a pity to overturn the whole apple cart in the interests of misplaced economy. It is not economy and will not be economy if the European recovery program is ruined at its conclusion when we're just on the verge of success. And the economic improvement of Europe will be of immense assistance and be of immense assistance and be of immense assistance in the rearming of the Atlantic Treaty countries. It all fits in the same pattern. It's not economy. It is what we're trying to do now for the economic recovery program. I wonder who the chief executive of the United States is. It's the business of the President of the United States of Congress. That's the way this would be handled.
In other words, does that mean you think it can work under the President's hand over the
That's what would be absolutely necessary anyway. It'll be workable.
Mr. President, the check you bought from the back last night said that he was guarding the Otis case. Whoa. What do you think?
I don't think the Otis case will ever be closed if he gets out of jail. At least not in this country. I can't answer that question until I know just what the bills provide. They're being analyzed now by the budget. They want to know if there's going to be any reshuffling of the agencies that have to do with the price control and defense production and things of that kind on account of the tremendous cuts that were made by the Congress. I told them I can't answer the question, but the bills are analyzed and found out just what's going to come. No comment. We sent a message which covered the whole situation.
Thank you, Mr.
You're entirely welcome.